gray and a white trim, says Sydney in white and gray lettering across the front of the chest there. Unitego is in the visiting road white uniforms, the all-white helmet. We are guessing that they're waiting for the decals to come in. It kind of looks like a Penn State look right now. The black pants, says Spartans across the chest there, as we'll get ready for the second half. And Tim, you said it, Unitego is going to get the ball here, so, you know, maybe a chance to get the momentum back swinging in their way.
Right, and that would have been huge if they could have put points on the board at the end of the first half and then get the ball and then do it again. Now we're a one-score game, you know, so, but that didn't happen thanks to Mr. Jimenez.
Yes, a great interception by Reggie Jimenez at the, you know, waning minutes there of that second quarter when Unitego was putting on a nice drive. They were down to about the five. That's where he picked it off. Maybe he's making an early play here for one of our post-game awards.
Possibly, I would say right now. He's made some good tackles for losses. He's made a good cover, couple of defensive plays on pass patterns. And I see with an interception, that's pretty much the leader right now.
Leader in the clubhouse for our Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, who has always been a longtime sponsor of that award. So Sydney will kick off. Unitego will receive to start the second half here. They will go right to left, bringing it up to the 20-yard line now, out to the 30. Here is Derek Rose. Rose up to about the 31-yard line. So that's where Unitego will start, and we'll see if they can get the offense moving here. I'm assuming we'll see a long drive, maybe punching in for some points. Kind of a teeter-totter because you have to try to get some points, but you also want to keep that Sydney offense off the field if you can.
Yeah, and they did do that in that fourth quarter, right? The second quarter, they got the ball right at the beginning of it, and they held on to it for like 8 minutes, I think it was, something like that. And then they just had that turnover, so.
And there's still a lot of players on this team who were around a couple of years ago when Unitego just did the exact opposite, spread it out, throw it all over the place. And I still got to give them a lot of credit for being able to adapt to this new type of system, as it's very hard to run. A flag on first down here as they hand it off, looked like Nick Carpenter there, but the flag came in well before that.
Yeah, and the play was like, it looked like they thought they got the play off okay, but the referees called legal shift. Must be somebody who was moving.
So that is the call. So our first play of the third quarter comes up empty there for the Unitego Spartans. But they will get it back here. And so under center, here is Slauson. He's going to hand off to Cooper Thayer. Bounces to the outside, but again, the Sydney defense is right there. Reggie Jimenez, as well as Cameron Chabot, in on the tackle there of Cooper Thayer of Unitego.
Okay, I think I figured that out. Sorry. I figured it out. They count the play, and then they took the yardage from where the play ended because it wasn't a pre-snap penalty because they were more than one guy moving, I guess is what they called. So.
And so a successful play there by Unitego, but really just a couple of yards gained. So this will bring up a third and 14. They did gain a couple of yards, but that penalty backed them up. And so a tough situation here for Unitego. On the third and 14, they're going to hand it off to Caden Clow again up the middle, driving forward for about 5 yards. But this is going to bring up fourth and long here for the Unitego Spartans. Not the way they wanted to start this second half.
Yeah, that's not good. I would think they'd be punting, but being down three scores, maybe they'll go for it. Looks like they are breaking the huddle, like they're going to take a shot at it.
Certainly looks like they are going to.
Trips left.
Coach McCroney really throwing it out there. As Tim said, three wide receivers split out to the left side. Now they will punt. Slauson was back, and he's going to punt one high. It's going to bounce at about the 40. Roll down, stay inbounds. Good punt. Down to about the 31-yard line. So that's where Sydney will start. And so Unitego, not exactly what they wanted on that first drive of the second half.
No.
But we'll see if the defense can answer the call here, as Sydney has been just rolling on offense tonight.
Yeah, they definitely have that part of the game working very, very well right now.
So 10-10 to go in this third quarter. Sydney leading Unitego 22-0. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Big thank you to him for his work on tonight's broadcast. And here is a first and 10 for Sydney. They'll run it up the middle with David Gannon, and he'll sprint his way out to about the 39-yard line, pick up a 5 on the play for Gannon.
Yeah, he's done a really good job running the ball tonight, number 44, David Gannon. He's really impressing me, you know, and he got the call late this week, you know. Tanner went down. Hey, we need you to step in and play the running back for the first game of the year.
Yeah, Tanner Gifford out with an injury for Sydney. Nice to have a guy like David Gannon who's able to step in. So here is 2nd and 5. Smith's going to do a little dump-off pass here, and he finds Lucas Tanner, who sprints his way up the left wing sideline before he's pushed out of bounds at the 50. And boy, when he gets the ball and gets going, you do not want to get in his way.
No, he looks for contact. I mean, that's like, he's what Sydney calls the H-back, and he does most of the blocking for the Warriors. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of time to carry the ball or catch the ball or anything like that, but when he does, he makes it worth his while.
9.5 to go in this third quarter. Sydney leading Unitego 22-0. Sydney at midfield as they go left to right on your radio dial in the maroon uniforms with the white and gray trim. Unitego, the visiting team tonight, with the black pants, the white helmet, and the white jersey as well. So here it is. Darren Smith throwing at midfield, connects here with Liam Matthews. Good, just about up for a first down before he's knocked out of bounds there by the Unitego defense. Over on that far side was Colby Flamensfeld.
Liam's showing a lot of nice yards after catch. You know, I mean, he's making some nice little moves and avoiding some tackles and getting some extra yardage. And that one, he just put his head down and carried the defender with him for 2 yards.
So a 1st and 10 here for Sydney as they're marching right back in to Unitego territory. They throw to the far side, and this one was a little out of the reach there of Colby Finch, who was split out to the right side.
Yeah, Colby Finch, that was a new target for Darren Smith, and just threw it a little bit too far outside to him.
So an incomplete pass stops the clock with 9:13 to go in the third quarter. Sydney leading 22-0, and they are right back into Unitego territory. Ball at about the 38-yard line. Darren Smith under center here on a 2nd and 10. He's in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the right and 1 to the left. He's going to look right, passing into the flat now for Ethan Finch. He's down to the 20. Finch to the 15, to the 10, stays on his feet and goes into the back of the end zone, standing up as he was able to get past Cooper Thayer, and a touchdown for Sydney.
Yeah, it was one man on one man right in the middle of the field, or on the outside of the hash marks, and Ethan just gave a nice little stiff arm to Thayer and put him on the ground and took it into the end zone.
So just about what would you guess there, Tim? About a 40-yard?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, give him 40.
40-yard run after the catch there from Ethan Finch, from Darren Smith. And now they will go for the two-point conversion. Here is Finch. He's going to sprint to the outside, and he's going to stand up in again for 2. The two-point conversion is good, and the Sydney Warriors continue to roll. So with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Sydney Warriors lead Unitego 30-0. Again, Sydney 30, Unitego nothing. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it.
1 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney with a 30-0 lead at home here on opening night against Unitego, and they will kick off. Unitego will bring it back up with Cooper Thayer. Bangs his way up to about the 30-yard line before he's brought down, and a flag on the play, maybe for a late hit here in the pile. We'll see what the call is, but that last touchdown for Sydney to give them this lead. Ethan Finch, a 40-yard reception from Darren Smith. 2-point conversion was good, and he went in standing up.
Yeah, he just walked into the end zone. You know, I mean, he actually didn't even really hit his full play. It's just such a tough play, the swinging gate to defend. I mean, there's so many options off of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they know how to do it, they can do it. And they make it, they execute it well, and they've made it work 3 times tonight. So, way to go, Warriors.
Yeah, they are 3 for 4 on the 2-point conversion. And when they have made it work, they make it look easy. And it's fun to watch as well. Unitego trailing 30-0 here with 8:55 to go in this third quarter, trying to get something going on offense. It's their 2nd drive of the third quarter. Here is Slauson as they will get the ball at about the 45-yard line because there was a late hit after that return by Cooper Thayer. So they get the additional 15 yards, a pickup of about 2 yards here by Caden Klaus. So they're just about to midfield now, about the 47-yard line on the big Sydney S at midfield.
Yeah, thanks to that big 15-yard penalty added on to the return, the Spartans don't have far to go to get to Sydney territory.
Thayer was down after about that 10-yard return, and someone gave him an extra pop, so that was the unsportsmanlike call. So here's Unitego in midfield. Again, handing off to the outside. Little trickery as Slauson, the QB, tried to keep it, but sniffing that out was Lucas Tanner and dragged him down. A lot of the weapons that are on offense play the same role on defense here for Sydney.
Yeah, that definitely happens in this division of football because of the kids. You don't have the numbers and everything like that, so a lot of kids play both sides of the ball.
Unitego, I believe, has about 25 guys dressed tonight. Sydney with about 24, 23. And so that's pretty good numbers in Class D football these days. Another quarterback keeper here for Slauson as he comes up the middle at the Sydney S on 3rd and 7. Nowhere to go. Sydney defense reading that very, very well. And Unitego really comes up empty on that one.
He's headed back to the huddle, and he's looking at his buddies going, did anybody get the license plate of that truck that just hit me? I don't even know who it was, but he took a heck of a shot right there.
Yeah, he did. He got
right at the 49, and I mean, he stopped. That was it.
Got hit by two guys once he spun off the first tackler and really picked up about 3 yards. So a 4th and 6. With the clock running down to just about 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Sydney leading Unitego 30-0, and a timeout is taken here by the Unitego Spartans on this 4th and 6. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Again, the score is Sydney 30, Unitego nothing. Opening night of high school football on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Just want to take a quick look at that out-of-town scoreboard again. Officially at halftime, we have Oneonta leading Walton 21-0. And we did get another update from BG down the road. About 5 minutes left in the third, Whitney Point retakes the lead 14-12 over BG. You know, Whitney Point hasn't won a game in a couple of years, and looks like they are in a good dogfight down there with the Bobcats tonight. So out of the timeout, Unitego on a 4th and 6. They're going to throw it over the middle for Cooper Thayer. It's good. Did he make the catch and stay in bounds? He did. And so Unitego converts on 4th and 6. They're into Sydney territory. Great catch by Cooper Thayer, and that's about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, did a really nice job Cooper did over there on the sideline because he made sure he caught the ball, then he made sure he got his feet in bounds. Real nice play.
About 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sydney leading Unitego 30-0. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Fumble on the play here on 1st and 10. Looks like Sydney's got it at the bottom of the pile. Just a little miscommunication on that handoff, and there was about 4 Warriors who could have come out of the bottom of the pile there. And it looks like, boy, there was about 3 guys who could have gotten that ball.
I'm not sure who came out with it. They're high-fiving everybody. It
yep.
doesn't matter. Give it to the whole Warriors.
I believe David Gannon as well as Ethan Finch were right there to scoop it up.
They were happy. Reggie Jimenez is really happy, so I don't know, maybe he got it.
Cameron Chabot. They are giving credit to.
Thank you to the Sydney PA announcer, Kyle Verpitz. Thanks for that.
And so Sydney gets the ball back. A 1st and 10 ball is on their own 44 as they go left to right. They have a 30-0 cushion over Unitego. They'll continue to throw. They throw to the far side. A tackle by Andy Sheldon on Ethan Finch. He picks up about 7 on the play.
Yeah, nice little quick out to Ethan and use that athletic ability kind of like they used to let with Alex Hoskins last year. You know, they throw it out to him and let him uses athletic ability. Well, Mr. Finch is not shy in athletic ability either, so he'll be fun to watch all year long.
You think about the weapons they lost, right? Alex Hoskins, Nate Vibbert, Dawson Backus, and, you know, it seems like some of these young guys are very excited to step into these roles, and they're doing a great job so far. Tonight, as they hand off to LT, Lucas Tanner, looks like he's going to get the first down, maybe a couple extra yards here for Lucas Tanner with 6:10 to go here in this third quarter.
Yeah, it looks like he got the first down, but that was like a big old rugby scrum right there. There was nobody moving, and everybody was wondering where the ball was, and that's what it looked like.
Well, it's one of those where he hits the pile, and the pile starts driving him back.
Around, and, you know.
So Sydney with a 30-0 lead over Unitego. Boy, it looked like Unitego jumped on the line there.
Yeah. I think they did, and I think the ref said, we're going to let this
one go. We're going to let that one go. Sydney waiting for the snap here. Here's Darren Smith with 5:45 to go, third quarter. Smith lofts one over the middle of the field. Finch tried to go up for a one-handed catch, and it was a little too tall for him. And so that will bring up a second down for Sydney.
Yeah, Finch was trying to do his OBJ imitation with one-hander there, and didn't quite bring it in.
Very close. It looked like he got a big mitt on it, just couldn't quite haul it in. Some good coverage there by the Spartans, and the backfield, Cooper Thayer was there, as well as Caden Clout. So a 30-0 lead for Sydney over Unitego, 2nd and 10. Sydney marching again. They're into Unitego territory. Ball is on the 44. Here's Darren Smith, who has 3 touchdown passes so far tonight. Drops back. His foot is right on the 50. Lofts one up, looking for Matthews, and overthrew him by just about 2, maybe 3 yards. Yeah. Otherwise, he was in stride into the end zone.
Yeah, it was a nice-looking pass, just a little bit too far for Liam to get under and catch. He would have definitely scored on that play if he could have got to it.
You know, he overthrew him there, but what a pass.
Yeah, it was a great throw because, one, you know, he threw it where his guy and only his guy are going to catch the ball. And, you know, that's big. That's real big to be able to do that.
3rd and 10, he's going to go right back to the same spot. Liam Matthews, same play, different result. Touchdown, Sydney. 2nd one of the night for Matthews. Ran in, standing up, no chance from that Unitego defense.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of move he's doing over there on that side, but they got one-on-one coverage on Liam Matthews, and Liam can fly.
Flat out fly.
So I'll tell you what, that was a really nice design play. Didn't work the first time. We'll try it again. Boom. Touchdown.
My goodness. 2nd touchdown of the night for Liam Matthews. You know, he came up, got some good experience at the end of last year on the big run, but you could see it as the season progressed last year, or I should say as the year progressed, had a good JV basketball season, then varsity track was getting faster, stronger, and boy, you're seeing it out here tonight. Here's the swinging gate. They'll try to go to Reggie Jimenez on the left side. Jimenez still on his feet and in. He was dead to rights in the backfield, kept the legs churning, and in he goes. Reggie Jimenez, wow.
He was down.
Yeah.
Three guys had him over on the sideline. I don't know what happened. And then all of a sudden he comes shooting out of the pile, and he goes into the end zone for another successful two-point conversion.
My goodness. And every two-point conversion we've seen tonight has been different.
Yep.
So how the heck do you prepare for that?
That's what I said. You just don't know what you're going to get.
So Sydney leads 38-0 with 5.5 to go in this third quarter. We'll step away for a quick break on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again. Another Sydney touchdown. 2nd time tonight that Darren Smith has found Liam Matthews. And they did the same play 2 times in a row. They gave him a second chance, and he didn't miss on that second chance. And now Sydney leads Unitego 38-0. With 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And Darren just threw it a little higher, put a little bit more air under the ball, and let Liam run underneath it. And it was, just like you said, caught Liam right in stride. And if you do that, 6 points.
And it's kind of the same formula as a year ago. How do you keep the Sydney offense contained with all the weapons they have? How do you keep them off the field? You know, if you're Unit Eagle, you're trying to chew clock. I think they've done a good job moving the ball tonight. They just have not been able to capitalize and score.
Turnover and penalties.
Yeah.
Giving the Warriors the ball back, and then they come right back and they score. They haven't been able to stop them.
No.
You know, so, I mean, every time the Warriors' offense has been on the field, they've scored.
So here is a squib kick picked up here by Tyler Stein. He'll return it for about 5 yards for Unit Eagle before he's pushed out of bounds. You know, in that we call it a magical run by Sydney last year when they got hot in the regular season into the playoffs. They win the sectional title. The miracle game against Onondaga with the hook and ladder.
Unbelievable.
And even the Maple Grove game. You know, they lost the Maple Grove game. They weren't really in it. Maple Grove still had a hard time stopping the Sydney offense. Since they've gotten hot and been on the streak and using this offense, it's just been hard for anyone to really stop them. It was just that Maple Grove was able to outscore them last year.
I mean, you're talking, it's not just last year. I mean, you're talking
very true.
The last couple of quarterbacks that Sydney's had has been able to execute this offense, and they've had the skilled players able to run it. You know, it's always about the defense. Can the defense stop the other team? Now, the way they're playing right now offensively, anybody that stops or anybody that they stop is going to have to be able to put points on the board, or
yes,
they're not. It's almost unfair. It really is. I mean, it's like if you can't get them off the field, you better hang on the ball all night long.
Caden Clow on 1st and 10 for a gain of 1, so this brings up 2nd and 9 for Unit Eagle with 4:45 to go in this third quarter as they go right to left. Low snaps, Lawson throws it across the middle, and Nick Carpenter hauls it in for a catch right on the midfield Sydney S, and that is going to be a 3rd and short here. He came up about 2 yards short.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. Wide receiver on that side ran a little hook pattern, and he turned around, and the ball was right in his breadbasket. Perfect throw, nice catch, good gain.
Nick Carpenter, a senior, and he is one of their guys that they get from Franklin. And I know we have a lot of Franklin listeners out there who appreciate that shout-out as they send one of their guys over to play for Unit Eagle. Again, another short snap. Lawson has nowhere to go. David Gannon's right there to bring him down. So this will bring a 4th down for Unit Eagle right at midfield as that clock moves down to 3:50 to go, 3rd quarter. Sydney leads Unit Eagle 38-0.
Yeah, that defense is doing a really good job right now. And you know, if right off the bat, the offensive line for the Unit Eagle Spartans was driving that defensive line with Sydney backwards, and now you don't see that. That offensive or defensive line of the Warriors is winning all the battles up front.
And so Unit Eagle breaks the huddle here as they go right to left in those white uniforms with the black pants, a 4th and 4 late in the third quarter. Low snap against Lawson, digs it out of the dirt, throws to the far side for Cooper Thayer. A great catch, but Lucas Tanner is a monkey on his back and brings him right down.
Yeah.
Turnover on downs and the ball back to Sydney.
I don't even think he got to the ground before Lucas had a hold of him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just absolutely perfect coverage. So the Warriors take over 1st and 10 right at midfield.
And so this is about the same spot on the last drive where Smith was able to hit Liam Matthews for a touchdown. And you wonder here if they'll work on some new things, a lead like this, or if they'll just continue to try to work the kinks out here in a game type of situation.
The only thing about that is you don't want one of your good guys to get hurt.
No.
You know, and when it gets to this point in the game where you're up by this much, you know, I'm not saying that Unit Eagle would ever do it on purpose or anything like that, but if you have a kid out there and you get him hurt in a situation like this, people are going to be asking a lot of questions. Why?
Right.
Field, you know. But we'll see what happens. They might let him go the rest of this quarter, and then they might bring in some subs.
Liam Matthews for a short completion on 1st down brings up a 2nd and 5 here. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And here is Darren Smith. Again, he'll hand it off for David Gannon. Right up the gut through the middle. Gannon splits through 2 defenders down to the 25-yard line before he's brought down there by Cooper Thayer, and maybe one more move and he would have been into the back of the end zone.
Yeah, I think he was going to go. He would have, if there weren't two guys there, because he couldn't go left, he couldn't go right. There was a guy on each side. So, but nice play, though. Good, his best run from scrimmage tonight, I do believe. About 25 yards.
Great play there from David Gannon, who again has been filling in as Tanner Gifford is out for tonight's contest. And again, they'll go to Gannon, left side, a little sweeping run, 25-15, 10-5, touchdown. Here, David Gannon ran in almost untouched on a sweep, Another touchdown here for Sidney.
Yeah, it's funny to watch because that play was going on the left side. And I'm watching here over here on our right side by the Sidney Warriors sideline. And Ethan Finch never left the line of scrimmage. He just sat there and just watched the whole play. I look over there and he's watching his buddy run into the end zone.
Sidney now leads 44-0 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it looks like they are going to kick the extra point here. No, they will just have a different look here for the two-point conversion. And they'll throw for Smith to the back of the end zone, looking for Finch, but a little too tall for him. Tried to make that one-handed catch, couldn't do it. And so the two-point conversion fails, but Sidney leads 44-0. 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth and Egley Machine.
Bainbridge and Unadilla.
So a 44-0 lead here for Sydney over Unitigo, the opening night of the 2017 season. And the Warriors came ready to play here tonight against their big rival from, as you said, Tim, just a couple miles up the road here on Route 7. Unitigo gets the ball back going right to left on your radio dial. A little return here up to about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Sydney, one thing I've noticed all night tonight since this half has started, they're kicking the ball away.
Yes.
Last year it was always the pooch kick, pooch kick, pooch kick. Right now they're kicking the ball away. You can do both, so...
Yeah, maybe they're keeping that one in the back pocket for another day. Who knows? One thing we've learned over the last couple of years, you just never know with Jeff Matthews. And I'm sure it's been that way for a lot longer than I've been calling games here. It's just he is a very tricky coach, likes to throw in all those wrinkles. And, boy, it's fun to watch from a broadcaster's perspective and a fan's perspective, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. I mean, you know, last year we were trying to guess what they were going to do. Well, we stopped doing that because we weren't very good at it.
No. That's for sure. So Unitigo here with just over a minute to go in this third quarter, a second and 10. Ball on their own 30 going right to left on your radio dial. They'll hand it off. No, quarterback keeper here for Slauson, 35-40. Slauson pushing the pile forward, showing a lot of heart there to pick up a first down here for the Unitigo Spartans.
Nice little play right there. Quarterback keep off the right side, turned his head, or turned the corner, and then hit the jets, and then all of a sudden he puts his head down and finishes off the run. Nice little play. Not a big guy.
No.
Said it before. Says 5'9". I'd question it. I want to see him and Reggie side by side, because they both say they're 5'9". I bet you one of them's not 5'9".
Yeah. And so the Unitigo Spartans now on a first and 10 with 30 seconds to go here, trying to run with Caden Clow. Brought down. It's going to be a second down coming up, and we'll see if they get one more playoff or not. A lot of commentary in the booth right now about Reggie's life.
The clock crew is like cracking jokes up here tonight. And, you know, we're all trying to be serious on the radio, and these guys are being smart.
So the clock will run down here under 10 seconds. That's going to do it for the third quarter with the score Sidney 44, Unitigo nothing. And Sidney looking very, very good here on opening nights, opening night under the lights in front of their hometown fans. Fourth quarter coming up. Again, our score, Sidney 44 and Unitigo nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of those out-of-town scores. Of course, our score here is Sidney 44, Unitigo nothing as we start the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDL. We'll get a play in quick here as Cooper Thayer, a sweep for Unitigo, and maybe a gain of one is now Unitigo going left to right on your radio dial to start the fourth quarter. Out-of-town score update is that late third quarter, BG has retaken the lead over Whitney Point 20-14.
Good so game pretty, down the road.
Yeah, pretty good game down there in Bainbridge tonight. 28-0, Oneonta over Walton right now.
Wow.
Start of the fourth quarter there. So Oneonta fans have got to be happy. They're going up against a good team like Walton. 28-0 lead there. So Oneonta.
Coach change.
Yeah, showing a real deal here this year, it looks like. Start of the fourth quarter here. Unitigo with the ball. A third and eight. Slauson is in the shotgun. Snap is too high. Through his hands. Chasing it back. Just has to fall on it. And he's down there by the Sydney defense, but a flag here against the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, they're going to call late hit against the Warriors. Ball, Slauson made a nice job, recovered the ball. The referee blew the whistle, and one of our kids jumped on, and that's definitely a penalty.
Yeah, tough because obviously no malicious intent or anything.
No,
not
no.
Like he went in with his shoulder.
No.
He just kind of tapped him with his hands.
Yeah,
but
he was going by, but he's on the ground. The ref already blew the whistle. You got to play the whistle.
And so a great opening night here for the Sydney Warriors and some other great local games as well. Bunch of games tomorrow that you'll want to keep an eye on. Of course, we saw the Deposit Hancock boys here tonight as they were watching, but some other games you'll want to look out for tomorrow. Oxford is at Deposit Hancock. Delhi is at Harper's Left. I think that could be a good game. Unadilla Valley is at Newfield. One other game we will get a score for by the end of the night tonight is Green is at Watkins Glen Odessa Montour. So we'll see how the Green Trojans fare in their first game of the 2017 season.
Against the IAC.
Yeah. Hand off here for Unitigo, running it up the middle on a third and eight with 10:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney leading 44-0. And that's going to be good for about 4 yards there for Caden Cloud.
But not enough for a first, so the Warriors will take over first and 10 with the ball just inside Spartan territory at the 49.
Yes, that was fourth down. Came up just a little short there. My mistake. Thought it was third, but it was fourth down. So, again,
starters are still in.
Yeah, starters are still in here for Sydney. They're going to get the ball at midfield. Looking over to head coach Jeff Matthews for the orders here. Clock continues to run down. I think we'll see this through a majority of the fourth quarter as that clock continuing to move as both teams want to try to chew that up right now. David Cannon on the handoff here. Cuts back to the left side. Sydney going right to left. Cannon for the 45 to the 40 before he's brought down there by the Unitigo defense. But another nice run by David Gannon, who has been impressive all night tonight.
Yeah, nice tackle there by number 51 from Unitigo, Colby Clampfield.
So a good play here by the Sydney Warriors. And, you know, a lot of people are going to maybe get up tomorrow, see this score in the paper or something, or listen to the end of this game tonight. Wow, 44-0. Unitigo played and has played good ball tonight. It's just kind of gotten away from them on defense a few times. On the offense, they couldn't quite convert when they had good opportunities, as Sydney moves the chains here by passing to Ethan Finch on the far side up to about the 25-yard line. Another 20-yard strike there from Smith to Finch.
I want to say Unitigo was inside the red zone three times tonight, and
yes,
they had either a turnover or a turnover on downs, a turnover or a penalty that gave the ball back to the Warriors. And I'll tell you what, that goes the other way. You know, at least they have three scores on the board, and they got a little bit more to look forward to the next week.
Warriors will hand off to David Gannon to the left side down to the 18-yard line on another sweep. And, boy, I don't know if it's the speed, the blocking, a combination of the two, but when they get to the edge, they have a ton of room to work with.
Yeah, they're just sealing that edge. And that's, like you said, Nate, and the offensive line is doing a really good job of keeping that defensive tackle away, and then the backs are getting to the linebackers, and Gannon's got a lot of room to run when he runs out on the outside.
Clock continues to move. The snap to Smith is high. Actually, it was a direct snap as they went to Lucas Tanner, and he was able to corral that, bring it back down, maybe a gain of one, but more than anything, just a nice play to not fumble there.
Yeah, nice play is right. He has to come out of the game because his helmet popped off on the hit, so it's got to come out for at least one play.
So LT will come out for the one play. Looks like he maybe got a little stinger there, too, as the line collapsed on him. And so Sydney now on a second and one with the clock moving down to 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. The Warriors leading at Unitigo 44-0. Here is Darren Smith, and again he'll hand off to Gannon, sweep to the right side. Gannon cuts back inside to the 20 before he's brought down, and this should be good for a first down.
Yep, nice little run again. He just ran it to the opposite side. It's pretty much the same play, but they're doing a good job of sealing the edge on each side of the ball.
And for David Gannon, we'll get some official stats, but he's had a very nice night on the ground. And He has had one touchdown, but he's got to be, I would say, somewhere between 80 and 100 yards, especially after that big run in the third quarter down here.
I'd give you that. I'd say probably about that same number.
So a 4-0 lead for Sydney over Unitego. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, they'll hand off to David Gannon. Ripped down in the backfield this time. Another nice play by Colby Flamensfeld. And this time Gannon had nowhere to run.
Gannon was the linebacker spot, came right in and made a nice in the backfield. Lost. I guess they didn't give him a gain, so there was no loss or gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Clock still continues to move here as we hit 6 minutes to go. 44-0 lead here for Sydney over visiting Unitego, the big rivalry game here between the Spartans and the Warriors. Always good when they get together in any sport. But football adds a little extra to it as well, I think. As here is Smith, man in motion, hands off to Gannon to the left side. Stiff arm, nowhere to go, brought down. This is going to bring up a third down here for the Sydney Warriors. As Gannon again sniffed out in the backfield there by the Unitego defense. Austin Stockard in on the tackle.
And I will say one thing, that Darren's doing a great job of running the clock off. You know, he's waiting until like 8 seconds before he starts the play, and you know, getting the game down to as minimal time as they can, and trying to, you know, get this victory sealed for the Warriors.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the contest, you'll make sure to stay tuned for our post-game awards. We have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, and the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Smith's going to throw over the middle, and a touchdown here for Ethan Finch. Hit him in stride into the back of the end zone, and Sydney with another touchdown, their first of the fourth quarter.
Nice little post-play right there by Ethan Finch and Smith. Really good connection. I'll tell you, it's going to be tough to stop them all year long if they continue to do this. One thing I will say, and the offensive line from the Warriors and the backs are doing a great job of protecting him, because I have not seen anybody really get to Smith.
That's the fifth touchdown pass tonight for Darren Smith, so doing a great job. So 4:46 to go here in this fourth quarter, a 50-0 lead here for the Sydney Warriors over the Unitego Spartans. Two-point conversion is no good. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. The kickoff here goes down to Cooper Thayer in a return of about 5 yards. And so with 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney holds a 50-0 lead over Unitego, and the Spartans will have the ball maybe for the last time tonight. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO.
The air was brought down on the play by Brandon Evans after a nice open field tackle right there by the young man, number 7.
You know, a frustrating night here for the Unitego Spartans, a tough way to start your season, but I think there's a lot that they can do. They have some great pieces. I think they're going to have a successful year again. Coach McCroney will have these guys on the right page. You know, sometimes we see some wacky scores the first week of the season, and things tend to work themselves out after
Absolutely.
That. So here is Slauson. He's going to try a direct handoff. Lost it. Scooped up. A fumble. And Sydney is going to run it into the end zone. Lucas Tanner scooped it up and runs in for 6 for the Sydney Warriors with 3.5 minutes to go.
LT gets his hands on the ball on the defensive side and puts 6 points on the board for the Warriors.
Wow. I think LT may have just made a last-minute push for the defense award. Wow, great play there by Lucas Tanner. Just a little miscommunication in the Unitego handoff, ball pop free, and Lucas Tanner was all over that thing and jumped right in. Wow. So in the booth here,
we got corrected again.
We have been corrected. Cameron Chabot is going to be credited with that touchdown, scooping up the fumble. So a great job by Cameron Chabot. Second time tonight he's been in on a play like that.
Absolutely.
So credit to him. We gave all the credit to LT, but Cameron Chabot coming up doing a great job there. So now it does look like they're going to run a more traditional two-point conversion here, I believe.
Looks like they're kicking.
Yeah, maybe they will kick, and Darren Smith is going to kick this extra point. And it's down, up, and good, right through the uprights. Darren Smith making that look easy, and Sydney is ahead of Unitego 57 to nothing with 2:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. So we'll take another 30-second break, but the Sydney Warriors, boy, a great showing here tonight against Unitego.
On both sides of the ball, I mean, they're scoring. They've scored twice on defense, and they've scored quite a few times on offense. So
we'll be right back. High school football tonight on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 2:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. And Unitego will get the ball back once again on offense. Cooper Thayer with another return. Bounces his way up to the 25, and that's where Unitego will start this drive. So looking ahead to week two, Unitego will be at home against Oneonta, a game we will have here on CDO. Sydney will take on Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, that's a good way to start off the year. You know, Unitego is going to have to put it all back together this next week because they got the Yellow Jackets coming into town. And Sydney's got the Eagles. Is that what they're called?
Yes, Deposit Hancock Eagles.
The Eagles coming into Alumni Field. So week two should be interesting as well.
Talking with the Deposit Hancock Brain Trust, young team, but they always get good numbers over there, and they love to play, and they'll still have their quarterback from last year, Darren Shaver, and they'll have some good talent running the ball, so I think they will certainly not be a pushover of a team next week for the Sydney Warriors, something you always have to prepare for. So a run here on first down as we come up on a minute to go. It's good for about 5 yards. So again, our score, Sydney 57, Unitego nothing. Our postgame show coming up, we'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll break down this game. We'll try to get some final scores out of that BG and Whitney Point game. Speaking of Oneonta, who Unitego will play next week, last check we had Oneonta leading Walton 28-0, so it looks like OHS will open with a win. And we'll see if we can get any other out-of-town scores for you as well. So Unitego here with Nick Carpenter will run all the way up to the Sydney S at midfield. Good for a first down. Pick up about 15 on the play.
Nice little play there. He was running the little cutback and made a nice cut in the hole and got a good positive gain and nice little momentum here for the Spartans. Maybe they can put six on.
20 seconds left. This could be the final play here of this contest tonight. Clock down to 15 seconds now. Slauson is going to hand one off. Lost it, though. Scooped up here on defense. Sydney might have a chance to score, and they will. Or no, he's down at the one-yard line, it looks like, with 2 seconds left. Are they going to say he's in? I think he's down at the one-yard line. And they have let the clock run out. I don't think they're going to count that score.
No, he didn't. I don't know who it was that was chasing him, but he made a nice tackle. I mean,
yes.
He's walking into the end zone if that kid just says, oh, it's over and I'm going to stop. He didn't stop. He went and played football and made a nice tackle. I wish I got the number of the young man that did that.
Boy, great fumble recovery there all the way down to the 1 yard line, but it won't count. So Sydney pulls off a 57-0 win over their rival Unitego. We'll be back with the postgame show. We'll wrap things up. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on the postgame show on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Alumni Field, home of the Sydney Warriors. Sydney, a 57-0 victory over the Unitego Spartans. And I think going into the game, we weren't quite sure what to expect, but I certainly didn't expect this. I thought, you know, maybe a close game. I thought Sydney was going to score a lot of points like this, but would not have ever picked 57-0. Tough loss for Unitego, great win for Sydney.
Yeah, definitely, and I will say this much, Nate. I was pretty sure we were going to see, you know, what we talked about right off the bat this year was the fact that Sydney was going to score a lot of points, but they weren't going to be able to stop anybody. Now, granted, Unitego did hurt themselves like a couple of times on with the ball, but the Warriors did a nice job defensively. I mean, they really didn't show a lot of holes there, so maybe it's not going to be you got to outscore them to beat them. Maybe
sure.
It's going to be the defense is going to be there to help them out.
Yeah,
you know?
And we talked earlier, the scuttlebutt around town is can they stop anybody? And they put up a shutout in their first game, three fumble recoveries and an interception. Made it look good tonight.
Yes, they did. They looked really good.
A great job there. Let's quickly recap the scoring. Darren Smith throws 5 touchdown passes tonight. We'll go back to the first quarter. His first one was a 50-yard bomb to Liam Matthews. Two-point conversion was good. Sydney leads 8-0. Then Smith gets it done with his legs for a touchdown, a 10-yard TD run. That gave Sydney a 14-0 lead. And then into the second quarter, Brandon Evans gets a 20-yard touchdown from Darren Smith. Two-point conversion was good there. So at half, it was 30-0. Start of the second half, third quarter, they put up 3 touchdowns, a 40-yard pass from Smith to Ethan Finch. Two-point conversion was good. Then he finds Liam Matthews on a 50-yard bomb down the left wing side. Two-point conversion was good there. And then David Gannon, a 25-yard run to cap off the end of the third quarter there. And then in the fourth, Ethan Finch's second touchdown pass, or catch of the night, I should say, a 15-yard little rocket shot there from Smith. And then Cameron Chabot, the fumble recovery, a return for a touchdown for 6 points there for Sydney. And again, our final score, 57-0. Unbelievable.
Yeah, never saw that coming. I mean, I did see a big number put up by the Warriors, but I did not see no points by the Spartans.
Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. I'd like to go with D-Train here tonight. Darren Smith throws for 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. He was perfect, cool, calm, collected. I think it's an easy pick.
Yeah, and I mean, a couple, I would really like to see what his completion percentage was, because I'll tell you what, there was a couple of balls that were dropped, but they were still good thrown, well-thrown balls, and Darren was right on top of his game tonight, and he used a host of wideouts and backs to throw the ball to, so they're going to be tough with that man flinging it back there for him.
Next up, the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I think we both agree, Reggie Jimenez, for this one, made tackle after tackle, play after play, the big interception, which really, I thought, took the wind out of the sails of Unitigo. Reggie, an easy pick for that one tonight.
Yeah, Reggie definitely did a great job on the field, and I'll tell you what, he was a topic of conversation up here in the booth.
Yes, he was.
They were questioning his height. So, good job by the young man. He really played well and definitely deserving of the award.
The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney. Proud to support local youth in our communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Would like to give this one tonight. We're going to go with a Unitigo guy. A couple different choices. Tim, let's throw out Dean Reed, I think. Some big plays on defense. Caden Clow, Dawson Wilsey, both had good nights running the ball. Your thoughts?
I'm going to go with the big man. I'm going to tell you, because he does a good job on both sides of the ball, Mr. Reed.
So we'll go with Dean
Reed. Job. Yeah, he made some nice tackles in the hole and also made a couple for losses. And then you know they're running behind him. So
yep.
We're going to go with Mr. Reed for that.
So, folks, Dean Reed is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight, and we'll be back next week. We won't have a game on tomorrow, but if you want to follow along, WCDOsports.com will be posting Twitter updates, things of that nature on soccer and football tomorrow. And a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard here from tonight. BG defeats Whitney Point 20-14. So the
wow.
Bobcats go to 1-0. Big win there. And the final score up in Oneonta, Oneonta defeats Walton 28-8.
So
those are the confirmed
Walton
finals.
Walton scored then. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
So those are the confirmed finals that we have at the moment. And we'll be posting some other scores tonight once we get that green final score. And we knew that Norwich was up big at the half, too, over Owego Free Academy. So those were the games to look out for tonight. Tomorrow, UV will be in action. Delhi, Oxford, Deposit Hancock. A host of teams playing tomorrow.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun, so we'll give you those scores as well. Tim, a great opening broadcast here. Glad to have you along.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. I'm glad that we're back to Friday Night Lights, and we'll be on some Saturday afternoon games and stuff like that, too. So keep listening there, WCDO listeners.
Yes, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Also, Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, for helping us get everything ready today. Opening week is always a big preparation thing for us, getting back into the swing of things after having the summer off from games. So a big thank you to all those guys. Follow along on Twitter. We'll have all your updates for you later tonight and tomorrow. And we'll be back next Friday night. Unitigo and Oneonta, week two. Let's hope it's a little warmer. Jeez.
Well, you know, it is September. So
yeah.
We do live in upstate New York, so you might have it be 80. You
yeah,
never
that's
know.
True.
Or it might be 20. We don't know what we're going to get.
But we have a lot of great games on tap coming up over the next couple of weeks. I know we'll be over in Delhi a couple times because it's the kind of on again, off again year where Delhi is going to host BG, Unitigo, Walton, so we'll be over there a bunch. We'll be seeing the Bobcats from BG a couple of times, Deposit Hancock, Oxford. Going to be a fun year. Can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to it. Absolutely, Nate.
Again, our final score tonight, Sydney wins big on opening night on their home field, 57-0. They shut out the Unitigo Spartans, their big longtime rival. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you next week on CDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite